with feelings of humility and being overwhelmed with the honour of being given this Order of Australia.
You founded the Breast Cancer Research Centre in 2000. What was your motivation at the time? What was it you were wanting to achieve?
Really, to improve the outcomes of women and men diagnosed with breast cancer, of those people that are treated by our group here in Perth, but on a larger scale to conduct research and educational programs to really improve the survival rates and life of anyone diagnosed with breast cancer in Australia and throughout the world.
And if we look at the statistics, you've treated 4,000 patients. You've led more than 80 clinical trials, many of those that have been international and have involved 1,000 WA patients. What has that led to?
Well, in many instances, the access to new drugs meant that the women entered in those trials themselves derived higher cure rates. So that's a wonderful feeling to feel that I was able to provide that for them. But the trials which then led the drugs to be seen to be more effective treatments then became our now current standard of care. So the conduct of those clinical trials had a global impact on the survival rates and well-being of anyone diagnosed with breast cancer.
What are the survival rates now?
It really depends on the stage at which a woman is diagnosed. So early breast cancer patients, that is patients with stage 1, 2 or 3 disease, have survival rates in the order of more than 95% in stage 1 disease to probably more than 70% in stage 3 disease. Patients who have advanced breast cancer at the time of diagnosis, the focus of clinical research and trial treatment is really to try and prolong life. Although anecdotally I can say that there are some women who have actually gone into complete remission and an even smaller number who are cured having been diagnosed with advanced breast cancer. And all of this because of access to the best and newest drugs available.
So a stage 4 breast cancer patient can be cured?
Yes. I wouldn't suggest that. I would say that is the norm. I don't think that's definitely not the norm given the aggressiveness of the disease. But in certain instances with certain types of breast cancer diagnosed at a time where women are still in a good state of health and access to the best possible treatment at that time can translate into cure and long-term complete remissions.
You are listening this morning to Professor Arlene Chan, who has today been named as a member of the Order of Australia for her work in breast cancer research. And Professor Chan, I have an interest in this because I have three friends who have within a few months of each other been diagnosed with breast cancer, and they are women in their early 40s. Are you seeing more of it, and are we seeing it in younger women?
I think if you look at the data both nationally and internationally, there is a very small increase in rates of breast cancer across all age groups. I think what happens is that when breast cancer is diagnosed in women under the age of 50, particularly those that are 30 or 40, it generally attracts a lot more attention. So I certainly don't want to suggest to younger women that they are at a higher risk than 10 years ago. There is really generally a slight increase in incidence across all age groups.
And Professor Chan, what of the future? Because I understand at the moment you're studying what children go through when mum is diagnosed with cancer. What are you finding there?
Well, interestingly, we're just about to report on our study that there is a significant proportion of offspring who are feeling distressed and with psychological issues at the time that their mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I personally see this as a huge unmet need, with breast cancer being the most common cancer that affects women, and frequently women who will have children, in the age range of 10 to mid-20s. I'm hoping that the results of our study will provide the impetus to look at interventions, to look at ways of identifying and picking up these distresses in the children early on, and then hopefully being able to help them.
What are these children going through?
Well, what we found is that we have used two validated instruments to look at levels of distress and their own perceived needs. And we've noted that more than 30% of the offspring, so our population under study was aged 14 to 24, so more than a third of them express high levels of distress in relationship to their parents' diagnosis of breast cancer. And I guess this needs to be taken in context with the levels of mental health issues in our society as in general, which is why we're going to be looking at that in our results in relationship to those.
And does it mean because the attention is on mum and mum getting better that these children are not getting treatment that they should be getting?
Well, I think first we've got to identify how directly impacted they are by their mother's diagnosis. I certainly know anecdotally because I get the privilege of getting to know my patients and their families quite well. I think certainly there's a significant level of fear that the young ones think that they're going to lose mum at an early age. It's certainly very distressing for them to see their mother lose their hair and look sick and, you know, going to hospital on a regular basis. So I think there is a composite concern of, you know, am I going to have my mum? Am I going to have my mum as a person she used to be? And also in a small proportion, I'm sure that there is a concern of, well, mum's been diagnosed with breast cancer. Does that mean I have a higher risk of getting breast cancer? And they have their own, you know, personal concerns.
Yeah.
So we're going to drill down to, you know, what the various aspects are within our study, and hopefully our published work will help others to look into this area as well.
And ultimately, you want to have some sort of a one-stop shop for breast cancer patients. Is that right? Where everything they need could be dealt with in one centre?
Yeah, that's what it's a two-prong goal. One is to provide all the various disciplines required in caring for a person diagnosed with breast cancer in the one setting. Often one of the most distressing aspects when a person is diagnosed with breast cancer is the enormity of different people being seen, appointments, various aspects of their surgical, radiation and drug treatment care. So by having all of this within one facility, and more importantly, we will be planning on having a single staff member that will help them negotiate that path, we're hoping to reduce the degree of anxiety quite dramatically.
And how far off is that? Sorry to interrupt.
We're hoping probably in about 18 months or 2 years' time. It's getting closer.
Fantastic. Professor Chan, thank you so much for your time this morning. And once again, congratulations on a great honour.
Thank you so much. It's been a delight to talk to you.